Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Monsieur le Premier ministre, j'aimerais débuter en vous souhaitant à vous ainsi qu'à Madame Fregonara la plus cordiale des bienvenues au nom de tous les Canadiens et Canadiennes. Prime Minister, we first met during the G8 summit at Lockerne not very long ago, then most recently at the G20 in St. Petersburg. And of course, last night we met together in Vaughan, where we celebrated the innumerable accomplishments and contributions of Italian Canadians in every province and territory from coast to coast to coast. It was truly a night to remember. Prime Minister, today I'm very pleased to welcome you here in our nation's capital on what is your first official visit to Canada, although I know it is far from the first time you and your wife have spent time in this country. Prime Minister has been to various regions of the country and numerous visits in the past. This is, however, the first bilateral visit to Canada, official bilateral visit of an Italian Prime Minister in more than a decade. Les Italiennes et les Italiens viennent au Canada depuis plus de 500 ans, depuis que l'explorateur italien Giovanni Caboto s'est accosté sur la côte est du Canada au nom de l'Angleterre. In the 20th century, tens of thousands of Italian immigrants came here to build a better life, and in the process, they helped to build, quite literally, to build a better Canada. Italian Canadians have been so successful because of their incredible work ethic and perseverance and their devotion to family, faith, and community. De nos jours, les Italo-Canadiens représentent près de 4% et demi de la population canadienne, c'est 1,5 million d'habitants, et notre pays est aujourd'hui de ce fait plus fort, plus uni, et plus prospère. Et l'Italie est l'un des partenaires prioritaires et privilégiés du Canada. Nos deux pays travaillent efficacement ensemble au sein de forums internationaux. J'ai déjà mentionné le G8 et le G20, mais je devrais également ajouter les Nations Unies et l'OTAN. Le partenariat du Canada et de l'Italie au sein de ces organisations nous donne l'occasion de promouvoir nos valeurs et nos objectifs communs. In our personal discussions this morning and yesterday evening, Prime Minister Letta and I discussed our top priorities, which are, of course, the economy, job creation, economic growth, and long-term prosperity for our citizens. We both agree that one of the ways to do this is through wider trade between Canada and Italy specifically, and more broadly between Canada and the European Union. L'an dernier, nos échanges bilatéraux ont totalisé près de 7 milliards de dollars, ce qui fait de l'Italie le 10e pays en importance parmi nos partenaires dans le commerce des marchandises. Mais il y a toujours place à la croissance. Prime Minister, let me take this opportunity to thank you for your continued support for the ongoing negotiations between Canada, EU, on the Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement. Also, let me congratulate you on the clear, outward-looking focus that you have brought to the economic challenges facing Italy. I note particularly your key reform initiative, Destinazione Italia, and your determination to move forward to attract investment and to grow the economy, as we discussed at some length last night and this morning. Le Premier ministre Letta et moi continuons de surveiller de près la situation économique dans le monde et les signes encourageants de reprise qui commencent à se manifester. Naturellement, les taux de chômage en Europe demeurent alarmants, mais nous espérons que ces taux diminueront à mesure que la période de reprise se poursuivra. Prime Minister, your visit reminds us all of the long and enduring friendship between Canada and Italy that we celebrated last night. It has such a long history, and it is built on so many things, a friendship built on collaboration, shared values, and, of course, a long and deep history of people-to-people relationships and contacts. I look forward to pursuing our mutual goals and to strengthening this bond over the coming years and decades. Once again, I want to thank you for being here and welcome to Canada.